Welcome to the Philharmonia Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:33 British Summer Time. Today is October 26th. Today in China, the A-share market was stronger again today, so the third consecutive day following a Q reversal on Monday. That's the second Q reversal in the space of 2 weeks. It does appear that a floor is being formed in the market and a sustained move below 2400 on the A-share index, which also marks the 2010 low, would be required to question that view. I'm just back from a 10-day visit to China. There's a common perception, particularly among manufacturers, that the tightening measures aimed at the banking sector in particular, in an effort to roll back the massive stimulus that was employed during the credit crisis, have taken their toll on manufacturers, particularly, not least, also the strengthening of the yuan and the denial of credit to small and medium size enterprises. So they've really been feeling the pressure. And on top of all of that, the orders that they had come to rely on from the USA and in Europe have contracted really quite significantly. The strength of the Chinese renminbi is also weighing on those people that are importing from China because they are not able to raise their prices, so you're seeing margin compression all around. Across the rest of Asia, this was a relatively positive day. We continue to see that the rally that's been progressing for the last 3 weeks remains intact. The volatility that we had right across the European and US markets today was in response to the expected announcements from the panel of ministers in Europe. Their attitude of a shoestring budget for a massive crisis remains very much on course. They don't appear likely to announce any groundbreaking initiatives at this point. Perhaps the most instructive comment that anyone has made was by Chancellor Merkel almost 2 months ago when she said that they were going to do everything they could to avoid an unruly default by Greece. And if you just reverse that, it means they're going to do everything they can to ensure an orderly default. And that so far appears to be what they are attempting to achieve. The announcement of a recapitalization of the banking sector is definitely a positive. It was obvious to just about everyone that that was necessary, and the fact that the various ministers have at least decided to agree on that one point is in another positive. The majority of European markets were in negative territory today, but not by very much. The DAX was down by about half of 1%. It's rallied up to 6,000, and that has been an impressive rally so far in the last 3 or 4 weeks. The DAX remains by far the most overextended relative to the 200-day moving average of the major cap markets. The FTSE was stronger today by about half of 1%. It's back above 5,550 and is up there in the region of the upper side of the 2 to 3 month range. The Nasdaq is finishing out the day up 16 on the December future. It's one of a very small number of markets that has been able to rally right up towards the July peak. And for the Nasdaq 100, that's just above the 2400 area. That's been a remarkable performance and is a testament to the fact that sec the technology sector in particular is one of a very small number of sectors where you have massive potential for additional profits because they can provide the kind of efficiencies that really are meaningful to just about all businesses. And there is a revolution going on in Silicon Valley in terms of various technologies that are coming to market. Today was not a particularly good day for Amazon because it missed its its earnings expectations, and it was down quite abruptly. That didn't have a particularly adverse effect on the Nasdaq. It was it paired its decline in here today, as did the Dow and the S&P. So the 3 week rally that we have been enjoying is still intact. If we look at other asset classes, following yesterday's really quite strong performance on US Treasuries, they were weaker today by about a full point. It continues to look like a developing medium-term top, and a breakdown from the current short-term range would lend further credence to that hypothesis. The US dollar has been weak for the last 3 to 4 consecutive weeks. It on the dollar index, it's down to 76. Now, 76 was the upper side of the small base that formed in the spring and summer. So it's a potential area of support, but the decline that we've seen over the last 3 weeks has been so persistent, and it's a little bit oversold in the short term. The progression of lower rally highs would really be required to suggest that anything other than short-term support is being found in the region of 76 on the dollar index. The weakness of the US dollar has certainly helped to bolster the rally in stock markets, and gold has also steadied in the last few months. It was stronger again today by $15. It's up to 1721. Platinum has rallied by almost $100 in the last 3 or 4 days. It's up to $1,600. That's also breaking out of this little range that has formed over the last month. It has raced to get up here. It's a little bit overextended in the very short term, so there is potential that it is going to unwind a part of that at least. Silver is holding above the $33 area, and it continues to look like the most likely of the precious metals to follow gold's lead. Gold's performance has been particularly impressive, following a very large and abrupt decline down to $1,550 in August. It has rebounded emphatically. It's built support. It shows definitive, well, not quite yet definitive, but encouraging signs that this is a support building phase following a rather swift reaction and reversion towards the 200-day moving average. It's finding support exactly where one would expect it to in the context of a consistent, relatively consistent medium-term uptrend. And that would suggest that it is more likely than not to reassert its secular bull market at some point over the next few months, or few months out to the next year. Yesterday, West Texas Intermediate rallied really quite emphatically. It was softer today by almost $2.50. There is potentially a little bit of short covering going on. The spread between the Brent crude and West Texas has narrowed somewhat over the last couple of weeks, and particularly since Gaddafi was captured. The backwardation on Brent crude has also narrowed. It was in excess of $3 at one point in the last few months. It's narrowed to just about a dollar. And when one looks at the absolute price performance, there remains a progression of lower rally highs over the last 5 months. Brent crude is currently around $109. It looks more likely than not that it is going to decline from this level, and that 5 month downtrend will remain intact. The fact that it remains in a backwardation suggests that the pace of the decline overall will remain relatively mild. Today was also a positive day for copper prices. On COMEX, they were stronger by 9 cents. They're back up to $3.51. That is also a relatively positive performance. There is quite a strong degree of commonality between copper, platinum, and palladium. They all have industrial uses. Platinum and palladium, of course, are also have precious metal connotations, but they are behaving more like industrial metals of late. And we have seen that the industrial metal complex has steadied over the last few weeks, and copper in particular had become really quite overextended on the downside. So it was one of the more likely to at least close that overextension. This remains a relatively uncertain environment. The majority of investors continue to have a lot to worry about, but the chart action that we've seen has been encouraging. We've had a good rally over the last 3 weeks. A number of stock markets are back up to areas where there are questions to be asked as to whether they are going to be able to sustain moves back up into their overhead trading ranges. The Nasdaq is one of the only markets that has actually got up there to its highs, but most other markets have closed their overextensions relative to their 200-day moving averages. A number have rallied up to the underside of overhead trading ranges. We've had 3 consecutive weeks almost of stock market advances. That's impressive action. If they can hold the majority of their advances in the next pullback, that will be additionally encouraging from a bullish perspective. When we look at the longer term charts, we look at 5-year charts or 10-year charts, the majority of markets have sustained really quite a lot of technical damage, but at a minimum, we can say that support building has begun, and really significant declines at this stage would be required to give the bears a bit more credibility. And with the potential for monetary policy to be loosened in China, and with the Eurozone crisis losing its capability to continue to shock, then the worst-case scenario that has been priced into markets is less likely, and that would suggest that there is additional potential for upside, particularly in those stock markets that are leveraged to the growth of the global consumer. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.